This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
That's the case. Then you and I start the show and we do a cappella, right? We go to Pitch Perfect land. And so I'll go ding 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 ding.
I just wanna know how you feel. Wanna love you so proud and real. You make me wanna go out and steal. I just wanna fuck you. I just wanna fuck you.
All right, Pentatonics. That came in from Reggie, if you can fucking believe
Reggie
it.
Reggie Watts?
That sort of cheapens it, because obviously it's not Reggie Watts, but it is Reggie, one of our listeners. So thanks to Reggie for that.
Thanks, Reggie. And also thanks, Reggie Watts, if you're listening and you want to send in a theme song. Like, I wouldn't be upset.
To. Of course you wouldn't. He doesn't want to sing for us.
Why?
He doesn't know us. He doesn't listen to the show. He's busy. He works for Corden. He actually used to date a friend's friend of mine.
That's really cool for you.
Yeah,
a
for
friend's
me?
Friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good for you.
It's good because the closer I can get to Watts, the better will be my thoughts of myself and what I stack myself up in comparison to others for. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Hi, Jimmy.
Hi, Riley.
Oh, God. You know what? I got to start placing those not at the top of the app because you expect it now. So now I just got to
stop putting it at the top of the app and then you got to just never say it.
I feel like it's... No, I shouldn't say it.
Great.
I've grown predictable to you. I don't
so
surprise
you're, so your
you
way
anymore.
Of changing that you're predictable in your words... is to do the same joke, but just in a different time in the episode.
When you put it like that.
Yeah, which is what it is. When you put it the way it is.
How's your Wednesday, May 19th?
May 19th. It's caffeinated. I can't not express to you how much bean juice I've consumed on the day.
I had 3 coffees yesterday.
Yeah.
And I had a tummy ache.
Nice.
Jeff came over yesterday. We were filming a little thing with our friend Alden Dirk, friend of the pod, Alden Dirk. And we had some coffee in the morning. It was my second cup. And then later, Jeff was like, can I have some more coffee? And I'm like, yes, I will brew you a pot because no one else was having any, which was totally fine. It couldn't be easier to do.
I didn't want you to brew it. You brewed it against my will at that point.
You literally said, I would like some. Then you're like, not if, but no, I don't want to be the only one
exactly.
you do it for.
Exactly.
But I thought you meant that it's like, oh no, don't put yourself out like to make it. Like, it truly couldn't be easier to make.
Yeah. No, it is exactly that.
No, so I made it because I'm like, this will take 2 seconds. Later, cut to, you know, I make you a pot of coffee. And by a pot, I mean like a cup in a pot. I didn't make an entire pot for Jeff to drink. But cut to like later, I go down the street, I pick up a latte, I come home, I have like half of it. And I'm like, Daniel, my stomach hurts. And he's like, was that your third coffee? I'm like, yeah. He's like, thought so. And he's like, you know, earlier I was sitting with Jeff and he was sipping his coffee, and that you told him, you're like, I can't finish, like, I have to finish it. And Daniel's like, well, no, you don't have to. And that you were like, no, like, Riley made me hot, so I have to drink
That's
it.
That's another reason why I didn't want you to make
you
it.
You didn't have to drink it.
I did.
No, you didn't.
I ended up being, like, I went to sleep at midnight. It was fine. So my fears were fine. They were quelled. They were unfounded, I should say.
They were quelled?
They were unfounded, and I was unsmiling. I was in a lot of pain.
So you're a caffeinated boy.
Yeah, what
I
about
found
you?
What I thought was a little piece of seaweed in my coffee this morning. I don't know how it got there, or maybe it was just like part of like a leafy green that got stuck to it in the dishwasher and didn't come out. I don't know. But mm-hmm. when I picked out the mug this morning, I didn't see it in there, and it wasn't. Obviously, there's like it was just very jarring because like in the mornings I meditate and I drink coffee, and so as I was like really in it, I took a sip of a liquid expecting it to be only that, and then to feel something that wasn't that enter my mouth, I immediately spat it out. And then our Instant Pot was being weird. It's just been, it's been really...
Sounds awful.
It's been a really bad morning.
I'm so sorry to hear that. We're also recording back to back.
It's okay. No, I've been excited for this, especially because today's ep is something that's really near and dear to my heart.
Yeah, it really is. And I knew that you would say that.
How did you know I would say that?
Because, of course, of all people I know, Riley Marie Jude Anspaugh would have a
roller backpack. Well, yeah. Here's the thing. You'd think so, and you're right, but want to hear a story that makes me want to cry?
You would think what you think, and you're exactly right. But
you would think what it is true, and it is.
What's the
first
story?
First day of sixth grade, I was entering a new school and starting middle school, because the school that I went to for it was 6 through 12. So I'm like, okay, starting a new school, starting middle school, here we go. I want to like make friends. I want to make a good impression. This is the first day of the rest of my life. I get a pink rolling backpack mm-hmm. with my initials on it.
Nice.
I was so excited. I thought it was so cute. I thought it was so cool. There are photos of me. Like, my mom always takes like first day of school photos. There are photos of me on my doorstep with the rolling backpack. I'm like, oh my God, people are gonna love my pink embroidered rolling backpack. I get to school.
Sure.
No one has a rolling backpack. Yeah. Everyone thinks they're lame.
Of course.
And I was mortified. And I was also heartbroken because I was so excited about it and like couldn't wait for it to come. And it had my initials. And like I was so embarrassed rolling around school with my backpack. And I literally get home and I'm like, Mom, I need a new backpack. And she's like, what? You just got this one. I'm like, no, like no one uses rolling backpacks. And it just, it makes me so sad to think of that.
Yeah, you should do some inner child work.
But I could have used one because I don't know about you, I hated using my locker. For me, it cut down on passing period time. It cut down on time to talk to friends, to boys, to have a snack. So I would carry, and then in my, you know, the backpack that I eventually did get, I would carry every single book that I needed for that day, have back pain, but it was worth it to not waste my time at a locker.
I think I did the exact opposite.
Really?
I didn't want back pain, and it was fine to stop by my locker, but also maybe it was set up different. Like, our lockers weren't in the halls. There was, like, a locker area.
Yes, same. Yeah. It was far away from the classes.
Yeah, I guess mine were too, but I'd rather, like, sprint to class with, like, a lighter bag than for sure carry those books. Like, you're talking about the potential of being late to class versus the definite back pain that you're going to have.
It wasn't even being late to class. Then that's my passing period time, is going to the locker and changing up books. Or I could hang with a friend for 5 or 10 minutes.
Well,
that was more worth it to me.
I just did it, like, we basically had, like, three chunks to the day. We had the first two classes, and then we had like a 15-minute break, and then we had the next two classes, lunch, and then the last three classes, or something mm-hmm. like that. So I would just I would just use those breaks. So like the first break and then lunch would be when I swapped out the books for those two or three classes worth of books.
That's what I'm saying, is that I use that time to be
a
social butterfly.
That's not passing period time. That's a break. Like we had full breaks, not just the 5 minutes.
We had full breaks too.
Then I don't know why you did what you did. I think it's insane.
No, you don't understand. I'll break my fucking back to talk to a friend for 2 minutes.
You can do both. Also,
no.
What great conversation were you having that you needed to break your spine?
You wouldn't fucking get it.
I don't.
I'm in a back brace. Like,
you have to sleep in metal now, yeah.
No.
Riley, do you want to start us off with our first review?
Wait, did you ever have a rolling backpack?
I never had a rolling backpack because I wasn't a nerd.
Elizabeth Valenti had a rolling backpack for like 5 years.
But
so
somehow
careful.
Her having it is kind of awesome.
Well, what about me having it?
I never judged you for having it. It was your classmates.
I don't think anyone actually judged me. I think I was just so terrified of, like, because I was in a new school with, like, new people, that it's like, well, I don't want to be that person. But looking back, I'm like, bitch, you should have just owned it. You were so excited about it.
Yeah, you could have been the roller backpack girl.
And that's what I would have been known as for 6 years.
RBG.
RBG.
Do you want to start us off?
The two that I have are for just like a classic larger size JanSport rolling backpack.
Yeah.
Also, something I tweeted last night, which kind of ties into this. Like the brand of JanSport and Five Star, which is like the folders, the notebooks and stuff like that, they're the same to me. They are like, they're interchangeable in my mind.
Yeah.
If you showed me like a JanSport backpack, but the logo was Five Star, like I used to think like, oh, Five Star, the people who make the backpacks also make folders. Anyway. Okay. This is 4 stars from Dr. Benjamin.
That's first and last name. He's not a doctor.
The title is good, but ... Darn, zippers could be better. I have no complaints other than the zippers, which... Sorry. I have no complaints other than the zippers, which seem to be cheap and nasty. Having owned a range of backpacks, this has generally been a problem, other than with some top quality and top price European brands. Getting the zippers to work cooperatively and properly is not quite the current bane of my life, but almost.
Thanks so much for coming in. You know, I see a lot of older men, you know, it's hard for them to open up in therapy. But I just want you to know that this space is yours to use however you want it to. So we don't have to dive in. We can. Whatever you want, this space is yours, and we can kind of ease into it or whatever you want to do.
Thank you. You know, my wife, she's the one who convinced me to come here. I'm not usually the kind of guy to open up. You know, yeah. When I was growing up, I thought therapy was just a bunch of witchcraft. But, you know, maybe it could be used for something. I don't know. I mean,
sorry. What do you mean witchcraft? Like your friends would go to therapy and they would magically get better, and so you thought
my buddies from the mines would come out of the mines one day being like me, and then they'd go away for an hour a week for about a couple months, and then they'd come back and be different. And it happened so suddenly.
Positively?
And they were totally changed.
Like better? They were better different?
They were different. I don't know if it's to say better or worse. I mean, you know, does that imply I'm not as good? Maybe. But they were happier. They seemed more fulfilled.
So they thought that it was due to like some kind of witch's brew, some spell that was just cast on them.
Well, I don't know. They said, you know, my heart is changed. My mind is open. And I thought, they get inside your head? They get all up in your thoughts and change your thoughts? That's crazy.
This is interesting that you think that anytime something changes significantly, it's due to some kind of magic. What happens when, like, every 4 years, like when election, you know, season rolls around and like the administration changes. What do you think that is?
I don't get involved with that. For the election season, I stay inside.
And why is
that? Because everyone outside, they start putting signs up on their lawn. They start talking about all these ideologies, all these ideas. And I think, where'd you get those? We weren't talking about that a couple months ago. And now suddenly it's like everyone had these thoughts put in. But I will give credit to my wife, who insists that it's not witchcraft, who insists that it's not anything invasive. There's no, you know, brain surgery. There's no you looking in my ears. There's no you putting anything in there. And so that is just talking.
Probing,
so,
yeah. This is what I was probing. Worried about.
That's you what think it is. That's what it is.
You think it's alien life forms?
I don't know. And I can see the degrees on your wall that you studied for this. And I think that's fantastic. But I just want to say, I put some earmuffs on. I just want to say that you're not getting in here. Not today.
Why do you think you're so resistant to change? So resistant that you think that there has to be some kind of otherworldly powers at bay for any change to occur?
I'm a man who likes to be in control. Okay. I mean, I feel like I am Captain Ahab of the ship of my life. And if I'm not at the helm, then I'm lost at sea. Then that white whale gets away from me.
Okay.
And
is this going down some kind of road where you're going to say that there's pirates at work? Because everything to you seems to be, like, fantastical.
I tap on the earmuffs. These things must not be working, because I don't know how you are reading my thoughts like that. I was just going to say that, you know, all my college buddies who tried to convince me to do this or that, or, you know, leave the football team and join the baseball team and, you know, ask girls out, they were like pirates trying to take my ship away. And I said, no, I'm going to stay on the football team. I'm going to stick with my girl. And here we are 37 years later.
But were you happy on the football team? Were you happy with your girl? Because it really just sounds like friends reaching out. But you think that they're like Blackbeard's crew or something.
Well, you know, for a long time, it was... sorry, I'm laughing because it's like, you know, I defeated them in the end. My cannons were more powerful. I had more ammo. And when it came down to it, I blew them away.
And the cannons and the ammo just being pushing your friends away, yeah.
Well, they had their cannons up at me, and I had mine up at them.
They had an olive branch is what they had. Friend-to-friend olive branch.
My girl, my wife, she stuck with me through it all. And in that way, I think she's almost like a little Tinker Bell. You know, she's almost like a little fairy.
How fucking so? Pardon my French.
Well, to me, you know, no offense, but all women I think of as little sprites. Of little, little fairies, little, you know, they're bringing their magic around. And sometimes it's nice, but sometimes they're a little pesky, like a little mosquito. I just get out of my ear, you know, get out of my ear. And with the pirates and the witches and the fairies, a man's got to stay at home, protect himself.
Yeah, so you've been a hermit for a while? Because of your... I'm sorry, but
well,
irrational
no, I go
fears.
To the mines. I go to the mines. I do work. I go to the mines.
Yeah.
With my backpacks on.
Sure.
And, you know, it's sometimes it is hard. Well, that's, you know, my wife, she sent me here because she says, you can't stop talking about those zippers, Drew. You can't stop. And so if you want to write that down, I see you have that notebook. You've barely touched it. If you want to write down the zippers.
I write down notes so that I can kind of make connections within, like, intricacies, and there's things that I might not.
The zippers are vampires to me. The zippers, you know, and the backpacks that I take down to the mines, they're sucking the life out of me. They're sucking the life out of me. I take too long to open and close a backpack, put my belongings in there, put my special items, and it just takes too long. And so those are just little, each one is a Dracula unto himself, I think, at the end of the day. And you know, it's I don't want to turn into a vampire, so I'm not going to let that control me. So I just take Ziploc bags now. It's easier than taking the zipper on the Jansport or something like that.
You take multiple Ziploc bags into a coal mine because
freezer
you think zippers
bags, yeah.
freezer bags. That's not what you said, but yeah.
Well, Ziploc freezer bags. You ever use a Ziploc freezer bag? You put a couple chickens, put a steak in there, put it in the freezer. We have it's to good. Finish what up. Are you writing down?
We have to finish up.
You barely wrote anything. What are you going to do for our next session? Is it because I have the earmuffs on? Do you want me to take them? I don't know. No, that's a little scary. All right, I'll try. Take them off. Are you happier now? I feel like you couldn't do your job before, but now I feel like you can probe me.
I'm not an alien. Get on in there. I'm not an alien. I'm not a witch. I'm not a warlock. My pen isn't a wand.
You're no, waving it.
It's a pen.
There's a lot in me.
I know. That's why I haven't had to write anything down.
That I've pushed yeah. down.
Yeah.
And so I kind of use the metaphors as a way to make them more joyful and more fantastical and whimsical, rather than airing out the dirty laundry that you know, old Drew just doesn't have the time to.
Old Drew, sorry, your name is Benjamin. What? Who's old Drew? Is that sounds like some kind of sorcerer?
Yeah, I'm a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde kind of guy.
So you yourself are a fantastical character. All right, I'm gonna need to see you 3 times a week for the next 6 months.
Jesus Christ.
All right, should we take a break?
Oh, please.
Marty.
Riley, I have an Amazon subscription set up to send sunscreen to my house every single month. But it's winter. The sun doesn't come out here, so I don't need it. But I keep buying it because I keep forgetting to cancel it. And that's exactly the sort of thing that Rocket Money can help you out with. Did you know that nearly 75% of people have subscriptions that they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I probably had, what, 3 subscriptions? Okay, I think I might have close to genuinely 2 dozen subscriptions.
Oh my God, Alfred.
And some of them are only like $1 a month, but it adds up, okay? I've been trying to save money, and look, Rocket Money is a lifesaver. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions. It monitors your spending, and it helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings, okay? There's never been a better time to save. With Rocket Money, you have full control over your subscriptions and a clear view of your expenses. Rocket Money will even negotiate to lower your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things that you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/review. That's rocketmoney.com/review. rocketmoney.com/review.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Alfred, what's your social battery looking like right now? Because I know for me, I have been stressed out the wazoo and I am drained, mama.
Well, Riley, darling, it is 8:39 on a Monday night. My social battery is at 1%.
I have been so drained. I am I'm a little ambivert. So I love being with people, but I love being alone. And so, but when I'm with people, I'm on, and then I hit a wall, and then I'm like, it's time for me to leave. And so I feel like that wall has been getting closer and closer lately. It means I'm a mix of an intro and an extrovert. Like, I don't consider myself fully one or the other.
I've been using it wrong.
What have you been using it for?
Oh, I thought it meant that you could only socialize if you're on Ambien.
Got it. Well, it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. It's beautiful in spring now. So what's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Like me, I do a little bit of both. Alf, where do you fall?
I need time away from you, that's for sure.
Okay, therapy can give you self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you've never listened to the show before, you don't know this, but if you've literally ever thought about the show, you know that Alf and I are both in therapy, and we have been for years. I love therapy so much. I cannot stress it enough. It's the best thing I ever did for myself, for my mental health, for my overall health, my emotional life, physical life, literally everything. My life has fully changed from therapy, and I feel like everyone should be in therapy. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/review today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/review. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And we're back. All right, I have a 5-star review. This is from Amazon customer. This is from Colleen.
Colleen Ballin.
Colleen Ballin. This is for, it's a 5-star review of J World New York Sunrise Rolling Backpack. It's
Jesus Christ.
Very pink and colorful.
5 stars?
5 stars.
From Colleen Ballin. Yes.
I bought this for my daughter for the start of school. She's 9. I have to begrudgingly admit, she abuses this thing like you wouldn't believe. I mean, she's running with it where it's bouncing around behind her over uneven and broken pavement, throwing it in the car or into her line at school so that she can run and play with her friends. Not to mention, it's always loaded with books, binders, pads, etc. It's held up great. I mean, this thing is made so well. No rips, no tears. The wheels still work perfectly and aren't loose. I would buy this thing again in a heartbeat. just the
what
idea.
A way
of,
to end.
That's the idea of somebody just abusing a rolling backpack, but not even like through general wear and tear and use, or almost using it as a weapon. Like
I was just gonna say, use your
yeah.
Show up to, okay, first day Little League tryouts. All right, kids. I know everyone's excited to be the next batter up, okay? So we're gonna start with that. We're gonna start just everyone taking a couple swings, all right? So I will toss you the ball. I'll give you a little pitch. And one by one, let's just try and, you know, the goal of the day, not a home run, is not anything. Just try and hit bat to ball. All right, kids. All right. So I'll be your coach for today, Coach Avery. And let's just see how you do. All right. So we have number one on our roster. We have Clarence. Clarence, come on up.
Yeah, I've been practicing all summer.
Oh, Clarence, I had your older brother on my team a couple of years ago. I know it runs in the family, little man.
You pitch. All right. I fully miss. Damn it.
Oh, it's all right. It's all right. You know, we're going to get a couple tries each. So why don't go back to the back of the line and, you know, hey, we're just getting warmed up.
All right.
Next, we have Roman.
Yeah.
Okay. Roman.
Yeah. Look at you. Big for my age. I'm really big for my age.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say anything, but, you know, I can tell someone's been eating their vegetables and drinking their milk.
Muscle milk. Pitch it.
All right.
He pitches it.
Okay. There you go.
I swing very weakly and I, like, foul ball it.
Oh, hey, you know what? No, no, no. Don't get upset. Don't make that face. You look so sad,
no,
little dude.
I almost had it. But hey, I guess no. I made contact.
Your voice is so low, man. Puberty's coming,
isn't
it?
It's already here.
This little twig of a girl who looks like a childhood Liz Lemon walks up.
Okay, Teresa, come on. Yes, here we go.
I don't know if I'm going to be any good at this.
No, come on. I think you're going to be great. Is it your first? I haven't seen you out here before. Is it your first time?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know what? Hey, there's a first time for everything. Again, we're all going to have a couple tries at this, so if you don't hit it this time, I don't want you to get discouraged. This sport is for everybody. All right, you ready, Slugger?
Yeah, I got it. She pulls out her rolling backpack and uses it as a bat.
Wait, whoa. Can someone hand Teresa a bat? Roman, can you give your bat to Teresa?
Yeah, here you go.
Oh, I've only ever swung things. This is the only thing I've ever swung, but yeah, I could try this bat. Wow, it's way lighter than my backpack.
Okay, well, let's try with this. Okay, pitch you one.
Huge 400-yard home run.
Oh my god!
Was that good?
I've never seen anything like that.
Hey, hang on a second. What the hell was that?
Listen, everyone.
She's taking performance-enhancing drugs.
Roman, I think you're taking performance-enhancing drugs.
What? Who told you?
We'll talk about this later.
He runs off. Clarence walks up. Let me try this. It can't be that heavy. He tries to pick it up once and pulls his back. Cut to her on the Today Show.
Here we have with us, we are so lucky to have her in the studio today. She is 9 years old. The crowd goes, aww. No. Don't let her age fool you. She is a queen of all trades. She is a prodigy. She is a future Olympian, that's for sure. And among other things, she's just the sweetest girl I've ever met. Please welcome Teresa B. Hi, honey. Thank you so much for coming to the studio today. We're so happy to have you.
Hi.
Do you need some water, honey? I know. Hey, she's a little nervous. Everyone's, aww. Why don't you just tell us about, you know, what you're up to these days? We know we heard the news about you getting the best time of the triathlon, you know, the state of Utah has ever seen. And we just want to know more, like, what is Teresa doing now? What is she up to? What's going on with you?
A lot of my skills have come from just happening to own a rolling backpack. And, you know, kids obviously are pushed a little hard in schools. A lot of books. And that's kind of how I developed this superhuman
yes.
strength. So I guess I'm just trying to make it through school. And I also broke a powerlifting record, I think, for greatest deadlift.
Everyone's just kind of silent.
It was a couple stones. It was like 2 tons or something. It was a truck at the end of the day.
It was a truck?
Well, I deadlifted a truck, yeah.
The producers wheel out. Like, they bring a truck into the studio. You hear someone in the crowd just go, lift the truck. Lift the truck. No, oh come on, guys. No, she's on her day off. She doesn't. You don't want to deadlift a truck in this.
It was honestly the deadlift was easy. I was surprised. They told me it was broke a world record. I was like, what? That was a warm up. So I could try curling it.
Curl the truck. Curl the truck. Curl the truck.
She picks it up and just fully curls it. Puts it right back down. Sits back down. Did you say you had water?
Roman bursts in through the door.
I've been training
for 2 years. Give me this truck.
He grabs it, tries to deadlift it.
No!
He turns around as he's about to die.
You did this to me.
You did this to you.
Really? I didn't know that. I've been taking performing enhancing drugs for my whole life.
We know. The whole crowd, we know.
We can see.
He melts. Everyone's just like, he's finally at rest. Now he can sleep.
Do you want to do your next review?
Again, this is for the JanSport Classic Roller. This is from Robert N.
Nickel.
Robert Nickel. 4 stars. The title, Plenty of Room but Noisy Wheels. Bag is great. Plenty of room to hold 2 large books, loaded 3-ring binder, a laptop, and miscellaneous supplies. Even room for food and a water bottle. My only complaint is the hard plastic wheels. They're very loud and obnoxious. Classmates and teachers should not be able to hear me coming from a mile away. I almost imagine him like a swiper, like from Dora kind of guy, and just people being able to hear him.
He's a mouth breather.
Yeah. And so, like I was saying, like I went to get a coffee, and you know, obviously, I would prefer the oatmeal because I'm just, sorry, I'll need to call you back, Larry. Larry, I hear you.
What?
It's behind a wall, right behind her.
There's Larry, no Larry here.
There. Well, now you're talking, Larry. I can obviously hear you.
Damn it.
Cut to a wedding. And if anyone here objects, please speak now or forever hold your peace. Sir, do you have I've never done this in my 25 years in the clergy. Sir, do you have something to say?
What? No. I would love to see these two live a happy life together.
Then could you please remain silent?
What made you think that I had something to say?
Cut to a funeral. And I'd love if we all just took a moment of silence for Rebecca, because she was the best mom in the world. And, you know, I think all of us would really just love, you know, if we could just take a moment of silence to honor the wonderful life that she led and the loved ones who she's left to carry on her legacy. Larry!
Hey, there's a moment of silence.
I know! Larry, get out of here!
This is disrespectful. Now this is disrespectful.
This is disrespectful.
All right, that was a quick one. Do you want to do one more?
Yeah.
All right, this is a 5-star review of the... it's just like a black rolling Matine backpack. Okay. 5 stars from Monica. Last name for Monica?
Monica Shelf.
Monica Shelf. She says, I love this as my college nursing book bag. It's very sturdy and I carry around so much stuff like my laptop, tablet, textbooks, notebooks, etc. Everything fits in there without the bag even tilting. That's such a professional environment to have a rolling backpack.
And when that, I know this one doesn't tilt, but because I know it's even a regular backpack, it's the one that just kind of you have to keep picking it up. I'm so sorry about that.
Mrs. Tilden, is your attorney going to be here soon? Because we really have to get this deposition started.
No, absolutely. I'm so sorry. She's never usually late. Let me just check my text. No, she's pulling up right now. I'm so sorry.
Sorry. She bursts in with a huge rolling backpack. Sorry, I'm so late. Here we go. Sets it up, pushes the thing down, opens her thing, takes out a bunch of documents. Sorry about that. Let's get started.
Okay. Thank you so much.
We're going to win this case. We're going to win this case.
Yes. Yes. You told me that outside. We don't have to do that in here.
I'm so sorry. This is such a small thing, but is that a rolling backpack? Yes. Wow. I've just, never seen an attorney at law have a rolling backpack.
Sorry. I feel like this, I feel like we don't need to dwell on this. This is hardly the most important thing of the day. And I'd really appreciate if we could just get to the case.
And by the way, I have a metal plate in my back because I had scoliosis.
She did.
So that's why I have a rolling backpack, asshole. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's okay. Sorry about her. We don't need that kind of language.
No, I'm offended, obviously, because like it's the rolling backpack for my back. Well, it's not really for my back. I kind of like how it looks.
I know. Can we please just get to the case? This is about custody over my kid, and I really
Get to the case.
Got it.
But before we do, it's a Jan sport, and those have always been cool.
Rebecca, I want to get full custody of Thea.
Full custody? Oh, you're not gonna get that.
Jesus.
Joint custody,
Christ.
Maybe. That is on the record. The stenographer, did you get that?
She doesn't know what she's talking about. It's the metal plate in her back. Please, Rebecca, for the last time, please.
Excuse me?
Oh my God.
The metal plate in my back does not lead to anything.
It's
in terms
lead.
Of cognitive function.
It's lead.
Yes, lead. Yes, lead. You think I don't know that? I live with it every fucking day. It's lead. It's a lead disc in my fucking third half of my spine. I know it's lead.
And that's what I'm saying, is that maybe you're not the right person to be helping me with a custody case for my child after my divorce.
I came highly recommended to you.
You did, by my ex-husband. And so it's taken me this long to realize that I think he was just setting me up to have the worst attorney possible. I'm so sorry. Can we?
Yeah, let's just get it started.
Oh, God. Okay.
You live in a condo, that's correct?
I do live in a condo.
And it is above what seems to be an all-night club. It's like kind of in the downtown area?
It is in the downtown area, but the club owner is my cousin. And so he's fully aware that, you know, I'd be a single mom. And he promises that, you know, he will keep it things as normal and quiet as he possibly can. I assure you it'll be a all perfectly right. safe environment.
Let the record show that she's close friends and fraternizes with club owners.
Well, he's my cousin. I wouldn't say he's just a close friend.
Well, you guys do hang out a lot. You guys definitely hang out a lot. Like, when you don't have your kid, you are often at the club.
She's pulling out, like, a pack of five gum from the front zip of the rolling
five?
Backpack.
No, offering it five?
Not now, Rebecca.
Are you sure? It's not just any gum. It's five gum.
I understand, Rebecca. This is a really big fucking day, okay? No, don't. You've heard Cursor. You said fuck, like, three times today already.
No, I wasn't gasping at that. I was gasping at the gum. I'm really stimulating my senses.
Oh, my God. Listen,
I'm sorry, Your Honor. I just would like to point out that that was an unearned outburst. And if you're anything like that around your kids,
Your
I don't
Honor,
know if
it wasn't an unearned outburst. Have you seen my attorney?
I would caution you against addressing the chair directly. I would go through your attorney.
I really don't
what
want
what are you
to.
Doing? What are you doing, sis?
Okay, then Rebecca,
let me talk for you.
Can
you
okay,
you.
Great. Then can you tell them how shit I think you are at your job? Please, would you tell the judge that you're a client?
I don't see how that's helpful.
Do it. No, that is, you have to express my wishes to the judge. Now you tell
well,
him
let's
what,
see
I
what
think.
I say. Let's see what I say.
Let's see what
you say. My client would like you to know that she thinks that I'm a really good attorney.
No!
She thinks that the Jan sport's pretty damn cool. She thinks the rolling backpack is absolutely utilitarian because I have a lead disc in my back.
I'm just weeping. Never gonna see Thea again.
Yeah, you know what? I had a lot more prepared, but I think that I rest my case, Your Honor.
No.
Closing argument?
No.
Not for your custody thing, because you've obviously lost out on that.
Rebecca,
closing
that's
argument
your
for the rolling
fault.
Backpack. I had a horrific fall on a cruise ship. I fell off of the boat and I hit the water, and from that height, it's basically like hitting hard concrete. So I broke my spine in three places. And at the time, the only technology that they had was lead. They had lead, yeah. So excuse me if I have a rolling backpack, Your Honor. Should we do our last segment?
Yes.
This should be all week long.
Elizabeth Valenti is an Olivia Rodrigo stan. She unironically has been watching High School Musical, the musical, the series, and that's totally fine. But it took me a little bit longer, but I think I'm becoming an Olivia Rodrigo stan myself. Good For You, her latest single off her album Sour, which is coming out this Friday, the 21st, has been stuck in my head for days. Elizabeth and I have been listening to it on repeat. I think she is amazing. And her music is all I want to listen to. Her three songs that are out are all I want
That's
to listen
it?
To.
I thought she had way more.
I mean, she has a lot of stuff from the High School Musical show, but I don't really want to listen to that. So these three songs, she's so good. Truly, what's shaking me is that, like, Good For You has been stuck in my head, like, in different parts for the past couple days. And usually when that happens with a song, like, I'll get so fucking sick of it. And I'm like, I can't do it anymore. But it's just such a bop that I don't mind. That being said, the other night I couldn't fall asleep because it was stuck in my head so loudly. Normally it's like something just playing in the back of my mind that I can kind of drown out. But I felt like I was listening to it with headphones in. It was that in my brain.
So loudly. Yeah, you showed me her stuff. Or you showed me Good For You yesterday.
And it's Driver's fire. License. You hadn't heard Driver's License till yesterday.
I hadn't heard it all the way through. I'd heard it.
But I did love, like, sitting with Jeff. We were writing a sketch, and I'm like, I was like, oh, I have Good For You stuck in my head. And Jeff's like, I haven't heard any of her stuff. We play it, and like halfway through Driver's License, or I forget which one we listened to first. I think Driver's License, you're like, oh, that's fucking good. I'm like,
it's
yeah!
really good. No, it was for Good For You. Because it was the chorus of Good
You're
For
like,
You.
Oh, that's
Driver's
awesome.
License is fine. I mean, it's good, but it's like a lot of other songs. I think Good For You
is
you were telling me, is like Avril Lavigne.
It's like
style.
Avril Lavigne, Paramore, Ali and AJ. Yeah.
Which is my shit.
I love it.
All of that shit's my shit.
What's been shaking you, Mary?
I guess I got a haircut. I had to get it cut for a shoot. And good and bad shaking. I was this morning, I was like, oh, I kind of missed the long hair, but it's also like easier to maintain and hair grows back. But that's truly it. My hair got chopped.
It looks nice.
It looks good. I just miss being able to like put it in a bun, and I miss
it'll
like,
grow back. It'll grow back faster because it's trimmed and nice.
No, it's I definitely needed a haircut, and if I hadn't gotten it cut on set, which was free, which was nice. I would probably have seen my barber this week to get it cut for just to cut the dead ends off.
It looks nice, Jeffrey.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. Oh, also Dead & Company announced their tour 2021. I'm going, two dates at the Hollywood Bowl with my buddy Ivan.
Amazing.
I'm so excited.
That's really exciting.
The one shitty part is that it's Hollow Weekend, which is my favorite holiday.
Why is it shitty?
It's shitty because, like, why can't it be the next weekend, you know? Because then I have two great weekends. I have Hollow Weekend where there's going to be stuff going on.
If you're going
Dead
twice, then just go once.
Yeah, maybe I'll just go once. But every show is different, so you kind of want to go. And they're playing three nights. So I'm like, if it was another weekend, I would try to go all three nights.
Mm.
So I'm a little pissed. But
insane thing to be mad about.
I know, it's insane to be mad about. Like, I'm going to have a good weekend no matter what. But I'm like, I could have two great weekends. And after this pandemic year, that pisses me off. Anyway, should we thank some VI podcasts?
Yes, let's thank some VI podcasts. Big thank you to Aaron Carrico,
Adam Shea,
Agent Gray, Michael Hasty Scarn,
Ako,
Alan,
Alex Witt,
Alvar Wallstrom Lindell,
Anna Liv,
Anthony Amadeo,
Austin Frostin, a Cupston Cakeston,
Bagadoo, the cash went through, Monkey See, Monkey Do. I paid a monkey to throw its poop at me. I'm bad with money and monkey. Jesus Christ.
Bird Cohen.
Bob Buell, but I'm considering changing my name to Gray. It just has a powerful air about it. Gray Buell.
So. I really don't think so. Brad Hild.
Brian Dodd.
Chuck.
Cameron Bradley.
Chasten Bales.
Christian Bale Dior with a Veronica Webb.
Connor Finnegan.
Curvature.
Damian M. Tarkander Gunder Gunderson Kirk.
Daniel Powerpuff Clove.
Douglas, a.k.a. Dogeless, a.k.a. someone who saw how rich Jeff got and went all in on Doge right before it fell off a cliff.
Eric Gray is cooler than me. Hallie is my best friend and my podcast is fine. Crust.
Fancy Octopus.
Gray here. God damn it, you guys!
Gray here.
And I am summoning the Gray Army to defend my cool name and prove Jeffrey frickin' James wrong.
Greg Bird.
What are you eating?
Ice.
Hallie, a.k.a. Gray Hasties twin. This is out of hand.
Hey, Jack, it's Laura. I literally answer all of your calls. You are honest to God the most clingy person I've ever met. I really hope this isn't real.
Hey, Laura, it's Jack. You've blocked me and everything else, so this is my last resort. Please call me. I miss you so much.
Holly.
Isaac Puff.
You can't just say that.
Isaac Puff, new patron.
You can't just say you're a new patron.
Y'all,
you've been
this is
since
the most
beginning.
Unhinged week of names.
Jake the Snake Ratiff.
Jake Knight.
Jake Ullman.
Jamie Poncia.
Jared
K.
Jasper Hoffman, but for the love of Marty, will someone please gainfully or not employ Nolan Whittlebaby Murphy?
Jesse Tipton.
Jibe Gosley.
Jonas Sanchez.
Jub Jekyll Jingle.
Got it.
Jub Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt.
Caleb Lester.
Kevin Sunt.
Kinsey Owis.
Lauren Malang.
Lord Hunter the Cool.
Malik.
Mark Priest.
Matthew Lizama.
Michael Rowland.
Mr. Tuesday Night has had enough of your sass, Mr. James, so actually that is enough out of you.
My name is Jeffrey James and I love Downtown by Macklemore.
Nate Porteous.
Nikki Crunch.
I think that's a new patron.
That is a new patron. Hello.
Nolan Murphy, a.k.a. Oh my God. Nolan Murphy, more like Roland Murphy. So it's Murphy and Crocs working for the CIA, tricking Emily Blunt, Roland style. Get a job.
Nothing sometimes.
P.
Phoebe.
Phoenix McVernon.
Rooster Williams.
Sam Adams.
Sam Armstrong.
Sarah Hernandez's shaved head.
Sarah Kilduff.
Slick Ricky.
Space Ant.
Spencer.
Steph Cat.
T. Well, R.
The review. The review Instagram, because obviously that's the only way anything gets put on there.
These vagabondoles are longing to Bob.
Ty Samby's famously fabulous fat fanny.
Will Benitez.
Xander Madsen.
And Yaro Bouchard. So thanks again for subscribing at the highest tier.
Holy shit.
If you also want to be a patron, support the show, patreon.com/RileyandJeff. And if not, we'll see you guys again next week. Arrivederci.
That was a HeadGum Original.